Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Worship with Pastor T. And I tell you, I am so excited about the Word of God on today that we are sharing with you. What a mighty God we serve on today. We're going to go ahead and we're going to open up today in prayer. Dear God, we come to you just thanking you for this time to come together to worship and praise your name. You are a worthy God, deserving of our praise. Right now, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Amen. I tell you what a mighty God we serve on today and what a powerful word he has for us lunchtime worshipers on today. I'm just getting excited just thinking about everything that God is sharing with us on today. Oh, he's such an amazing God, and he does amazing things to move us to a place where we can continue to serve him, where we can grow as believers, where we can share his message with the world. If you have your Bibles with you on today, I know some of you do, you're listening in from different sources and in different ways, and, you know, I thank God for that. I've just been so encouraged on today. I've just been seeking God and thanking him for everything that he is doing just in the life and the body of his people. A lot of times we just get caught up in what we're doing, and we forget to give God praise. Now, if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse. And we're going to read that. That's our focus scripture for today. But I'm going to read a couple of more scriptures down. I'm going to go all the way down to the 11th verse, but I'm going to read that for your hearing. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man, I'm talking to you, woman of God as well, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. On today, we're going to talk to you about gain more, believer, on today with less. You can gain more. I know it sounds like, oh, that doesn't make sense. But, yeah, we're going to flip that thing on today, and I want you to really be able to catch this concept, because it's so important that you understand that because you are a member of the body of Christ, that you're already rich. Our Father in heaven, he owns everything. Everything is in his control. I hope you can understand that on today and move to a place that you stop living where you're not content, where you're not happy, where you're always seeking to grasp something. You have more than enough. I want you to know that on today. Learn to gain more, believer, with less. Here's the question. When is enough ever enough? In our consumer culture, there are more and more offerings to pique our cravings for the next thing and the next thing. And we didn't even know that we needed these things until they start to illuminate them and bring them to our attention. It's humorous to listen to my grown children and my grandchildren when they say, oh, I need this new thing. Oh, no, you don't understand. I really need this new thing. I have to remind them that there's a difference between wanting something and needing something. Listen, a need is something you can't do without for survival. I want you to grasp that on this morning. I want you to comprehend that on this morning. I want you to understand that a need is something that you can't do without for your survival. Now here's the thing. A want is a creature comfort. That is a pleasurable but not necessity for your survival. What I want you to stop doing on today, man and woman of God, is making things, yes, that you want more important than the things that you need for your survival. Oh, some of us treat God like a divine parent, and we think that because we are good, you better hear me, or godly, that we should gain more, that we should be profitable, that we should be rich, that though it's not particularly correct for you to think that way, somehow we have just made God into the bank. Every time we want something, we want to just go to God, ask him for it, and withdraw it. Listen, there is a gain in godliness. Yeah, David in Psalms 37 and 4 said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But that gain only holds when it is coupled with contentment. God has never liked greed. When he gave Adam and Eve everything they needed in Eden, they still lusted for the things that they couldn't have. All because they wanted to experience that. They didn't need it, but Satan produced a false want in them. They wanted to be like God, to know the difference between God and to know the difference between good and evil. They were in paradise, but they were not content. The question on today is, are you content in the situation that you find yourself in right now? Let me give you some things that you should learn to be thankful for. These are things that you need for your survival, not things that you need or you just want. These are things that are needed for you to survive on today. Make sure that you are listening. God woke you up this morning, started you on your way. You were clothed and in your right mind. You had the activities of your limbs. You had some food in the house, some gas in the car, a job to go to. Your family was doing well. Somebody better hear me on this morning. You're thinking that you don't have enough. You're thinking that somehow you keep coming up short. Well, I want you to know that God's grace on today is sufficient. Yeah, let's move on as we continue with this word on today, lest I hold you too long. Paul talks about contentment in Philippians 4, 11 through 13. He says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything. You better catch this morning. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Oh, I had the honor a few years ago when Rick Warren wrote A Purpose-Driven Life. He came to the Pentagon, and I was on program with him, and I had the honor of just talking with him and conversating with him about what caused him to write this Purpose-Driven Life book. And he told me, he said, well, you know, I feel that we as believers should be focused, that we should know that God has a purpose and a plan for our life, but a lot of times we don't have the roadmap that is necessary to get on track, and I thanked him for that. And then he began to talk to me about some other books that he was writing and some things that he wanted to talk about. And one of the things that he said is that most people don't realize that we live our lives on three levels. Yeah, it really focuses in on today about us talking about being content no matter what situation we find ourselves in. Well, the first level is the survival level. It's where everyday people are struggling to get their basic needs met. Oh, folks, I'm talking about food and water and clothing. At least 80% of humanity lives on less than $10 a day. Did you hear me? 80% of humanity lives on less than $10 a day. According to UNICEF, 25,000 children die each day due to poverty. And they die quietly in some of the poorest villages on earth, far removed from the scrutiny and the conscience of the world. Oh, some of the lowliest, some of the meekest, some of the sweetest. They make their dying bed somewhere where they're never even talked about or remembered just because they lack the basic needs. What are you thinking about, believer? Just because you don't have that new car in the driveway, just because your house is not as big as somebody else, just because you feel that you don't have the position that you should be in, what are you thinking about? Oh, we have children that are dying just at the survival level of life. Let us move on. Then we say, secondly, the success level is where we have attained our basic needs plus some creature comforts. When you are struggling financially in the United States or even poor, you are doing better. Catch this today and remember this. You're doing better than the majority of impoverished people in third world countries. If you didn't sleep on mud floors, oh, listen here now, last night, or send your children digging through the trash for food, then you are probably at the success level. Are you hearing me today? Are you listening today? Are you opening your hearts to receive this word from God on today? He wants you to realize on today that you can gain more, believer, with less. Let's move on to the third level, which is the significant level. It's where we take our success and we bless others. Oh, yes, I said take your success. That's our success. I'm talking to you. And bless others. The more you gain, the more you must what? Learn to share. We're here to help each other. We constantly talk about being all a part of the same body of Christ. We are just different members with different functions, but it takes all of us doing our part to get the work of God done. Oh, when God blesses you, he blesses you to be a blessing to someone else. Are you doing that on today? That's the question. Are you doing that on today? Are you living that out on today? Oh, we have to believe on the things of God. Some of us, the more we get, the more we feel content. Well, in order for you to reach significance, you must live out your God-given purpose and continue to give back and not worship, yeah, what you have gained, what God has blessed you with. Some of us are caught up in that. The more we get, the more we want. When does it become that, God, you've done more than enough? If you don't do anything else for me, God, I got to tell you on today that you've done more than enough for me. And so I praise you for that. So I thank you for that. So I worship you just for that. Oh, if you were listening on today, I could go on some more. But I want you to know that God wants you to truly get in your spirit. Yeah, that less is more when it comes from him, because he gives you exactly what you need. If you're on this line today and you heard this word from God and you want to become a part of God's family, I want to extend, yes, an invitation to you. All you have to do is accept, believe, confess. Guess what? And you are saved. Believe that God came, that Jesus came, lived, died, and he rose again from the dead. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and me. If you prayed that prayer, if you believe that on today, I want you to send me a text at 202-320-9510, 202-320-9510, so I can get you connected with a local assembly where you can be baptized and you can begin your walk with God. There's only a step to Jesus. Oh, why not come and say, gladly to thee, my Savior, I give myself away. I want you to stay encouraged on today and realize that you're more than blessed. When you walk around your house, when you're looking at yourself and your life, remember that all of it is because God. Let's prepare our hearts to be dismissed in this place. Lord, we thank you for this time of learning and studying. We pray that you would be with us as we leave from this place, but never from your presence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next time, believer, you be blessed in the Lord.